Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. My first year teaching, I can remember my first evaluation. And as teachers, we all remember those first years and what our evaluation was like. And this particular evaluation, I was given a challenge that truly changed the way that I taught science. My principal said to me, when I come into the room, the kids seem to be engaged and they're having fun and they're learning. She says, but my question to you is it truly making an impact? Can they remember it when you're not there as the Pied Piper making everything happen, almost, you know, the juggler or the person spinning all the plates and everything? Can it transfer? And so she said, one of the best ways that we could do this is to get the learning experience transferred to the dinner table. So here's what she meant. If kids talk about what you did in class that day, it was so memorable that they'll talk about it at the dinner table. And in turn, the parent is so surprised that the child's talking about school at the dinner table, that information gets transferred back to the teacher or back to the principal that my kids are doing this stuff at school, and they're talking about this learning experience. She says that's truly a way to be able to gauge whether or not the information is being transferred. So I didn't think it was very fair because nobody else got evaluated that way, but sometimes these little experiences where it's not fair actually pushes you to a whole new dimension. So we started creating activities and lessons that I knew kids would go back and do at home. So instead of just talking about things that float and sink in density, we would talk about in class being able to make cans of soda float and sink and challenging mom and dad. In fact, even betting mom and dad that you can determine whether a soft drink is diet or regular, depending on whether or not it float or sinks in a tub of water. Or learning how to make a packet of ketchup go up and down in a soda bottle filled with water at the dinner table. Or learning how to do an optical illusion that makes it look like you're bending your spoon. Now, that's a favorite one at the restaurant. Bending your spoon, or my favorite one for sure, is setting the table and then yanking the tablecloth out from underneath. I can promise you that if you do that, it transfers that information back to the dinner table. And so that whole idea and that whole approach there really made me think more carefully about how to create experiences, not just hands-on activities, but experiences that would truly translate back to the real world, so to speak, as kids share the experiences with their parents at night at the dinner table. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.